Hey everybody,
Love
welcome back
Talk
to
Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome back to The Witch's Inn. It's our second show. This is a show that is done for the Wiccan population. I am a white witch who's been casting for years. I enjoy what I do. It's all about the power of three. There's many things that we went over the last time that we had our show. And it kind of brought an idea of how everything works with us, how we're accountable for what we do, how there is the power of three, that whatever we put out comes back to us, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. Another thing that we had gone over is that when we're putting intentions into everything, we have to have the purest of love and light in order to be able to not only cast or ask for what we need, but to also give clarity. There's many different things that we do that we say, oh, well, I need some extra money. Well, the next thing you know, the universe is dropping 15 cents down at your feet that you just happen to be walking through a parking lot and you see. So it's always best to have purest intention as well as focus. So that way, when you do ask for something from the universe, not only are you asking for what it is exactly that you want and need, but you have clarity into it that is specific. Again, it's one of those things that so many of us take for granted and we don't think anything differently because there's people who say, I want to have love in my life. Well, the next thing you know, you're walking by somebody in a parking lot that's got a box full of puppies and guess what? You're in love. Well, there you go. You weren't specific and the universe has a funny way of doing things like that. So with that being said, there's a couple things I'd like to go over tonight. Please feel free to, when you do call in, to go ahead and ask whatever questions it is that you have. Try to keep them related to the craft, if you would, please. It's okay to do other questions. I do tarot reading as well. I can pull a card for you. You can call in at 323-642-1694. That would be a great place to start off. If you're listening, then go ahead and please call in to 323-642-1694. Don't forget to visit our website, which is Wiccan, W-I-C-C-A-N, treeoflife.com. There's also email, which is wiccantreeoflife@gmail.com. You can also send me a text or set up an appointment with me personally by calling 678-791-8913. And also, don't forget to visit our sponsor, which is merlinsstaff.com, and that's where you could reach Reverend Adam. So that way you can go ahead and you can set up your appointments with him as well if need be. So thank you again to our sponsor for allowing us to have another show. I think that this is a great place to start and get a community built. There's also, if you go to WiccanTreeOfLife.com and Facebook, you should see my page that's there. So please feel free to join my page and become part of that community. I am going to start a group that will be for witches, easy spells, crystals, stones, herbs, candles, anything and everything you could possibly want in order to be able to start off with doing something simple as just casting a circle, and then to also going into some things that are even more in depth, like how to make certain things, like four thieves vinegar is one of the most powerful things in witchcraft that we use that has a lot of push to it, that also will help you with your spells. Two nights ago, I did take three bottles of water, and I did make full moon beam water, so that way I can use it for my spells and my rituals as well. I did get three very large bottles. I'm very happy. I do still have some of, and it was a super moon too, so you know that that's going to be even more powerful than what a regular moon is. And if we're unfamiliar what a super moon is that it is, I think it's 7 degrees closer to the Earth than what the regular moons are in their orbit, thus causing it to look much larger and being closer theoretically to the Earth, but not so close that it affects too many things other than, great case in point, the oceans, Look at the way the ocean tide comes in and out with the full moon. Look at all the things that happen with a full moon. There's many good things, but yet there's also, remember, that's all about counterbalance. We have the good things that happen, and we have to have some not so good things that happen too. So remember that with the Wiccan fate is that it's duality. You look for the best in everything. You portray to give the best in everything because you want the best of everything to come back to you. So tonight, what we were discussing in the studio earlier was that we were looking for a segment. And one of the things that I wanted to touch upon was holistic healing. As we all know that since the beginning of time, there has been many different herbs, many different things that can be done to heal the mind, the body, the spirit. But tonight we're going to focus a little bit on the body because what it is that we are all connected and we all know that with the earth. So let's start off with something simple. One of the things with holistic healing that you can do is that you are completely stressed out, or if you're having a hard time with anything really, if you are a barefoot person, spring is finally upon us. It's less than a week away. We are going to have a wonderful spring, so therefore you'll be able to do earthing. And for the listeners that don't know what earthing is that you take off your shoes and socks and you find a plot of grass or soil that's soft, and you walk around, and what it does is it releases all the bad and negative things out of your body into the earth. It's the same concept as gardening. People have been gardening for millions of years, and it's when you put your hands into the earth, it is said that everything that's negative will come out of you and go into the earth that way too. So it's one of the things that we take for granted, that it's something that's so simple, that as well as the coolness of the grass or the soil on the skin, it helps ground and it helps you feel like you have a balance with you, because it takes the negative stuff out and you're left with all the good stuff. And you don't have a sense of euphoria, but you do have a sense of being in a sense of calmness. And that's one of the things that I look for. Now, there's many different things that have with holistic health. One of them is holistic health practitioners have many ways of healing, but they share a common basic approach. They believe in the ancient idea that healing is most effective when you consider the whole person rather than focusing on specific illnesses, body parts, or symptoms. As Socrates said in the 4th century BC, the part can never be well unless the whole is well. Holistic health is a state of balance, not simply an absence of illness. A holistic health education teaches the interconnection of mind, body, and spirit and environment, just as it has for thousands of years. So long before penicillin or x-rays, healers recognized the importance of emotional and spiritual well-being in achieving physical health. Two of the most well-documented ancient holistic traditions are traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurveda. So TCM, which is traditional Chinese medicine, originated almost 5,000 years ago and has continued to evolve into a complex system of diagnostic and treatment methods that are still practiced today. From the very beginning, TCM viewed the human body as a small universe of interconnected symptoms, including physical elements as well as the subtle energies, such as qi or life force and shen or spirit. Now, there are three ancient medical traditions in holistic health. Ayurveda is the ancient medical tradition of India. Ayurveda traces its origins to a text written by Sushruta, the father of surgery, in the 6th century BC. The healing practice incorporates beliefs in the five great elements of the universe, the seven primary constituent elements of the body, and the three doshas, or biological energies, that each represent. Using a system of 8 treatment disciplines, Ayurveda holistic health practitioners guide their patients to balance and moderation. Now, there's herbal medicine. This is one of the ones that I personally am very good at. I make an elixir when people have a cold that right. will heal them and help cure them. It's not something that has a bunch of chemicals in it. It's all natural things. It's something that works for many different people. It's something actually that I should make and I should actually sell because it's that good. And all it is it's just herbs and pineapple and some ginger and some other things, you know, natural honey. just things that I grew up with as a kid that grandmother had that around that she would like make an elixir, you know what I mean? And I remember what it was that she had made, and I've made it for a couple of people this past winter, and it actually helped them to not cough as well as to cure help with the symptoms. So herbal medicine emphasizes holistic balance, and it's the oldest form of healthcare known to mankind. Indigenous people all over the world and throughout history have drawn on the medical properties of plants. Herbalism is a critical element of TCM and Ayurveda. So we are the ones that actually are the base. That's the way I look at it, is because our practice has been around for so long, for so many years. It's been passed down from generation to generation. It's something that we're born with. It's something that we have. Some of us are natural healers. I can heal anybody, really, if they are perceptive to being healed. Western herbalism is Western herbalism originated in ancient Greece and Rome, then spread throughout the rest of Europe and eventually to North and South America, focusing on the medical attributes of plants and herbs. So really, Western herbalism and herbal medicine are pretty much intertwined in their own being, that there's so much that comes from the earth that we have forgotten. Everybody is ready to run out to Walgreens or CVS and say, okay, well, look, here's all these chemicals that are going to make me feel better, when all they're doing is they're masking the symptoms. American Indians and everybody else that was put on this earth, Eskimos, people in India, regardless of where they are over in Europe, wherever they came from, they have always relied on the earth to heal them long before chemical medicine came in. And to this day, I am still one to sit there and say, okay, well, look, I have a problem breathing. Here, let me have some rosemary in my food to help open me up. Here, I have a problem with a cut that won't heal. Let me have some garlic as a natural antibiotic. My arthritis is bothering me. Here, let me have some pineapple or fresh pineapple juice to go ahead and eat that for the natural bromelain that's in it that helps get rid of the inflammation. There's so many gifts from the earth that we forget that are out there. And all you have to do is do a little research or call me. Talk to me. Talk to Reverend Adam. Talk to an herbalist. Go into one of those stores where they sell nothing but herbs. Do your research. There's so many books. There's so much information that's out there. And we need to start taking care of ourselves. Because with everything that's going on right now out in the world, it's so better if you take care of yourself with the natural things that have been put here by your gods or by the god and the goddess or however you want to approach this. So Hippocrates, the father of medicine who lived in the 4th century BC, stressed the healing power of nature. He believed in encouraging the self-healing efforts of the body. Other early physicians were more interested in actively stepping in to correct illness. These two approaches, support versus intervention, were debated for centuries until the scientific revolution of the 19th century. Thus, I call the chemical things that help you. With the discovery of germs as a disease-causing agent, Western medicine became thoroughly focused on intervention. Diseases were treated as invaders to be destroyed with medicines such as penicillin. Physicians paid less attention to healthy lifestyle choices, environmental factors, and emotional health. The emphasis was on symptoms and syndromes. Patients were discouraged from participating in their own health care and began to believe that medicine should simply, quote-unquote, fix them. It took almost a century for the limitations of the approach to become clear. Some scientific medical cures proved more harmful than the diseases they sought to treat. Other diseases and chronic conditions failed to respond to scientific treatment. Eventually, people began to seek alternative forms of medicine. This led to a renewal of interest in holistic health education in the West. The first national conference on holistic health was conducted in California in 1975. The American Holistic Health Association and the Holistic Medical Association were formed soon after. So what I'd like to do is I got some people that are waiting, but that's my segment for tonight. Don't forget to tune in to the webpage, WiccanTreeOfLife.com. Go ahead and look for me on Facebook, on WiccanTreeOfLife.com and Facebook. You are also welcome to go to merlinsstaff.com to connect with Reverend Adam or myself. as well as you can contact me at 678-791-8913, or simply drop me an email at wiccantreeoflife@gmail.com. Okay, so the first caller we're going to take tonight has been on hold for a while. First numbers are 239-264. Go ahead, caller. Thank you for calling in. My name is Jay. How can I help you?
Hi, Jay. This is Lynn. Thank you so much for taking my call. And I wanted to ask what, good things, you might see coming in for me for the next couple of months.
Well, let's see. What I can do is I can go ahead and I can pull a card for you, and then we can see what that says. How about that?
That's great. Thank you.
So are you looking forward to anything in particular?
I am. I am. I'm looking forward to so many things, actually. Yes.
So what do you do for work?
I'm semi-retired right now. And I am... You think, yeah, but I am really thinking on starting something small sometime this year.
Okay, that's good to be an entrepreneur. That's always nice. It's nice to hear that you're semi-retired. I hope that you're taking advantage of it, at least.
Yes, I'm enjoying it.
That's perfect. I keep saying every day when I go into work, I'm like, I've only got 13 years and 422 days, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to retire one day myself. And you're going to miss
me.
Well,
I'm in my 60s. I'm in my 60s now, yeah. But I still want to do something, I'm knowing that I want to have a small business of some sort, yeah.
Nice. Interesting that you got... You got the card of Wheel of Fortune.
Mm. Whoa.
That is
my
one
goodness.
Of the most amazing cards to pull out of the deck.
Yes.
So it looks like she's got some really good stuff on her path.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she got some really good stuff on her path. Reverend Adam's here with me tonight, and I'd like him to go ahead and maybe jump in and see what he's got available.
Awesome.
Hi there. Hi.
Welcome, Reverend.
Hi, Reverend Adam.
Mm-hmm. Hi. So I've been listening, and what I can tell you is that these blockades, these issues that you've been having for a while now, they're starting to dissipate. They're starting to demolish and go away. What you were looking for is coming through, and it's coming through strongly, and it's not going to just, with the Wheel of Fortune card, it's not going to just be a little trickle effect and then, get faster. It's going to all come in at once. It's a complete windfall. So there's drastic change that is happening, and in this change, it's all very positive. But you need to trust in yourself, and you need to trust in your motivation factor. So don't just sit around. Go out there. Be active in the world, because it's going to help bring that and pull it in more.
Okay. Fantastic.
There you have it, Lynn.
Thank you so much.
One of the things you might want to do is when you are going ahead and make sure that you put intention, you see it, you speak it into existence, you see it in your eye, you close your eyes and you can, it's there, you're going and you're grabbing for it and you're going to have it in a certain amount of time. Make sure that you use that intention, as well as I would get a green candle and I would light it and say, I'm lighting this for the prosperity I am ready to accept and to bring into my life today.
Okay. Yes, I see it. Yes.
There you
I
go.
See that. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Welcome. You have a good night.
You too. Thank you. Blessings.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
So, Jay, what would you say the cards hold as a message, a general message for everyone today?
I can foresee that the cards are bringing in a lot of good and positive things. Now that Mercury is no longer in retrograde, it's game on, baby. I see this regardless of every card that I pull today for anybody. It's just, I've talked to some incredible people today. I've done some readings. I've done some tarot readings. I have done a couple phone calls. Also, work was amazing today. The drive to and from work was great.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, all the good things are all coming back in. And it's just that, you know, it's the excitement that's in the air again. It's energized.
Nice. Wonderful.
So my next caller tonight is area code 612-475. Hello, this is Jay. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Christiana.
Hi, Christiana.
Hi, I was hoping to get a reading.
Okay. You want to do a tarot reading?
Yeah.
Okay.
My question is...
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Yeah? My question is, will I become a student at St. Catherine's University?
What path are you taking, dear? Like, what are you going to go for? Marketing. Okay. Well, that's a great field to get into, especially with everything nowadays. I mean, wow. Do you have a background in marketing?
Just school so far. Some schooling.
Just school? So are you still in high school?
Mm-hmm. No. I mean, I'm going to school for it. But
I
want to transfer to St. Catherine's.
Well, let's see. Let's pull a card and let's find out. The Star. Oh. I love these cards tonight. These cards are freaking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So you got the Star tonight. You have... There is nothing that stands in your path. You are going to go streamline right through. You're going to get what you want out of life. You have this all destined to you. This is all given to you from the universe already. This is your destiny. So whatever path you choose... You want to transfer or go to a different school, now would be the time to go ahead and put the application in if they're taking applications yet. If they're not, then as soon as they start doing it, then I would go ahead and put your application in because you should not have a problem. You've got a great GPA, do you not?
Yeah, it's decent. It's 3.2.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I'd really like to go to that school, and they have a nice chapel there, you know, so I can go there and pray and everything.
Wonderful. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, the card that was pulled tonight was the Star, so, I mean, there's nothing that's going to stand in your way at all.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to go ahead and get whatever it is that you want in a life, but put intention into it. Say, I am going to go to this school on such and such date, first semester that's scheduled. I'm going to have everything in life that I want, and I am ready to accept it now into my life. You have to call on it. You have to ask for it. You have to tell it with conviction. You have to be there and say what you need to say in order to get what you want out of life. And you're lucky because you're already destined to get it. Not many people have that blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Never take it for granted.
I've been working on my candle magic, too, so I've removed some blockages.
Have you? That's amazing.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
What style of candle magic have you been using? Has it been hoodoo, Wicca? What kind of candle magic?
I would say it's more in the hoodoo style.
Okay.
Beautiful.
And
okay.
I use the Trinity, or, you know, when I bless each... like if I put anything in the candle, I'll bless it, you know, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And then
okay.
I pray, like, with the help of the loving, compassionate spirits in Jesus' name.
Right.
Amen. I wouldn't say that I'm
wonderful.
Necessarily
so
a
one of
Christian,
the things I would suggest before doing...
What were you saying?
Oh, I was just saying that I'm not necessarily a Christian, but I do practice hoodoo. I'm still a believer, so, yeah, that's the style I do.
I wore a cross around my neck for a number of years before I changed to my Tree of Life pendant, and I had that transition too. So, I mean, I know where you're coming from, and I understand you completely. It's hard when you're brought up one way and you want to cross and take a step. But when you do take that step, it's the right step, but don't force it to get there.
That's good advice.
Well, but I mean, you know, I commend you because you're adventurous. You believe there's more than just what you've been taught and told your whole entire life. And that's a great advantage for you to have, because that's probably where this all stems from, is that the God and Goddess sit there and say, okay, well, look, she's got our back here. Let's get her back. And that's where all this good and positive stuff is coming from for you.
Yeah, I'm excited for what lies ahead.
Wonderful. So now that you're using the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and your candle work, I suggest calling in the feminine aspect of God, the Mother, the Moon, and you could also use Psalms 91 and 23 before any candle magic that you do. As a lot of the listeners know, I am a professional in hoodoo magic as well as many other magical systems. And one of the things that I suggest is it's always about the intention that you do, not so much about the materials that you use, even though those have a lot of power on their own. It's all about the intentions that you do. So I always suggest to somebody to do protections before and after any kind of work in order to ensure the work is not messed with.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I have noticed that as soon as I have the thought of, well, I'm going to do like a spell or something, I'll start to see like orbs and flashes of light and
yes.
like shadows and stuff like that. So I think spirits are attracted to that energy.
Oh, yeah. Well, use Psalms 91 and 23 or do prayers from the heart. But always remember, a prayer with passion is a prayer indeed, but a prayer with no passion is not a prayer at all.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. So we have another caller that is waiting patiently. They're 111-111. Thank you for calling in tonight. Caller, you're talking with Jay. How can I help you?
Yes. Hi, Adam. That's in the field. Hi, Jay.
Hi there.
So I have a question about, you were saying about the candles, controlling somebody candle. I do not want to mess with it because I have a professional on my side, but you were saying the intention with love to do a prayer. Do you have to concentrate on the heart to do a prayer, or just say with love I do this prayer?
Well, you pray from your heart. That's the problem. You have to pray from the heart to do any prayer, because that's where the true power in a prayer comes from, is the heart, the mind, the body connection, okay? And remember that when you're doing candle magic, for example, the more you stay on the lighter side of things, the better the chances are that it's going to work. The ones that, when you go to the heavier side of things, those are the ones that tend to backfire and backfire very quickly. So you have to be careful in the way that you do that. Isn't that correct, Jay?
That is correct. Remember, you always want to make sure that you have the purest intention with love and with white light. That's the only way that you can do things with candle magic or any other kind of magic or any kind of spell, anything that you do. To make a holistic remedy, anything you do with herbs, it's all about your intention. It's all about the love and the white light that you pour into it. It's about the loving touch that you use. It's about how you meticulously make sure that everything is done the way that it's supposed to be done, because you're putting in healing properties from your own self-being, as well as pulling from the universe to go ahead and to make whatever it is that needs to be done. And as long as you do it with love and with white light, you have nothing to worry about. There are many times I see people that do things out of militia or out of haste that are not done with love and with light, and then instant karma kicks in and takes what it needs to. Always take that into consideration, that especially with being Wiccan, it's not only the power of three, but there's also the karma factor. If we do things that are bad, it's not only going to happen bad to us three times, but it's going to happen instantly. Then we want to take that into consideration. There's many things that we speak into existence and not realize what we say. We have to be careful of that as well.
That is correct. Thank you, Jay.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in and have a great night.
Thank you.
So we have another caller from 111111. Hello, caller. Thanks for calling in tonight. This is Jay with Wiccan Tree of Life. How can I help you?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So I have a question for you. I need to find a lawyer because I have a lawsuit that I want to hopefully bring to fruition to clear my name regardless of the outcome. So I'm trying to see, I have someone that I wanted to ask, or how do you see me meeting, or do you see me trying to find someone online? I don't want just anyone lawyer. I just need someone that I'm going to connect with and someone that's going to believe my case.
Well, I think what I should do is I should pull a card and I should see what it's going to tell me. I didn't get your first name.
Oh, it's Terry. Hey, how are you?
Did you say Terry?
Yes.
Hey, nice to meet you, Terry. Let me see what I can pull up on the cards for you. Let me see. Always good to ask the cards. So, you're going to have a champion. There's going to be someone that's going to come out of nowhere.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Someone out of nowhere.
Yep.
Okay.
One that will go to the end.
Yep. Somebody that's going to go to the ends of the world to fight for you as well.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Oh, wow, I feel a lot better because I'm actually going to start preparing the case and I'm taking my time and making sure everything is in order and everything is professionally done. So, I have somebody that's on my side. Yes.
Right. Well,
that's all
keep,
I need.
Keep looking because there's going to be many charlatans that are going to come and show themselves. So
yeah.
Keep looking until you find. You'll know because your sense will be there with him.
Mm-hmm. And one good thing about you is that you've always been able to see a person for what they truly are right away.
Yeah, you look past
you've
the face.
You've got to trust that intuition.
Yeah.
Now, Jay,
okay.
What would you suggest in the right kind of work through the magical standpoint to help her?
There's a couple different candle magic things that can be done. Terry, you can write right off. You can go ahead and inscribe into a red candle your intention, or you can speak it as you light a red candle and pour into it what you want. I am looking for X, Y, Z, A, B, C, be specific. That's one of the things that we have to do is that when we're looking for somebody and we don't know what's out there for us, we have to be specific to draw the right one in. That's why I said to you from the get-go is there's going to be a lot of them that are going to come to you that they're going to be like, oh, I'm the one. And you're like, nope.
But I'll do it for free. Nope.
And he's going to be worth waiting for. He's going to be the one, as long as you put the intention in what it is that you're looking for, you are going to be able to get what it is that you want and what you need with him.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I love it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. It was great to talk with you. I look forward to speaking with you again, I hope.
You too. You will, definitely. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Perfect. Thank you. All right, everybody. Well, I hate to come to an end with the show, but there's don't forget to go to the website, Wiccan.com. WICCAN tree, TREEOS for of, and LIFE life.com. It's WiccanTreeOfLife.com. Go ahead and let me know what it is that I can do for you. I have many new products that are up on the website. There's also, you can reach Reverend Adam, our great sponsor, for putting our show together.
Thank you.
It's amazing to be here once again.
My pleasure.
And for him, for helping along with this, you can go to his website, which is Merlins, MerlinsStaff.com. That's MerlinsStaff.com. Go ahead and you can sit there and you can sign up for readings, or you can do house cleansing. You can do anything that it is that you need to have done. He's got many things that are on his website as well. And again, thank you very much, Reverend Adam, for joining us tonight and being part of a co-host panel. I look forward to having more people in. I've got a couple people that are kind of on the fence, and I'm working with them to see if we can get them to call in or, you know, be part of the show as well.
Well, what we want to do is we want to have, may I share our plan with them?
Absolutely. I think that'd be great.
I think what we're trying to go for here is we're trying to have Jay, the Wiccan, we're trying to have me, the root worker, and the universal reverend. Then we're trying to pull in another healer as well, who is a Reiki master. And we're trying to have a kind of triad going on with our shows now, at least some of them. So at this point, we're trying to announce to you to be on the lookout for that and to stay tuned for the Witches Inn on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m., as well as the host show over at Psychic Talk Radio, which are Saturdays at 8 p.m. as well, prime time. So we like to do the night times for our shows because we feel that nighttime is once everyone has gotten home and kind of unwind by 8 o'clock, they're able to tune in and benefit from our shows.
And remember, that is Eastern Standard Time. We are outside of Atlanta. So there is, there's a four-hour travel time that if someone needs us to come and cleanse their home or if they need to visit with us personally, there is, we are able to travel. Of course, there'd be travel charges that would be incurred, but it is something that we're able to do. Especially like if you have a cleansing or you need to have your house cleansed, apartment, your business, anything that
has some poultry guys kicked out.
Right. You know, there's always people that have those flickering light switches or lights rather that just twinkle on and off. And that's just not just because of a lousy light bulb. Wanted to bring that in as well. And remember, guys, don't forget to go to WiccanTreeOfLife.com to go ahead and to schedule whatever it is that you need or to buy the products, as well as don't forget to make phone calls to 678-791-8913 to schedule appointments or to speak with me directly. Or also, don't forget to, when you call in next week, don't forget to call in. Guest call in is 323-642-1694. Again, all of us here at Wiccan Tree of Life, Jay Tree, Reverend Adam, and the rest of the crew, including Electra, don't forget about her because she's our supervisor. Wish you all a great night, and I'm going to end with this. Earth, air, water, fire, and spirit guide us to be the best people that we can. Love us, and let us learn to love ourselves, to not only be able to love ourselves, but to also put more love into the world. This we ask of thee. We call upon you. We give you our blessings. We give you our faith in hopes that this world will heal and we will have everything that we need abundantly for everyone to enjoy. As it's written above, may it be written below, may no harm come to no one, so mote it be.
So mote it be. Love and light, everybody.
Good night.